morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful place we call Eden, our home, our gift from God, our wonderful existence, an existence that is under supreme attack by enemies that I don't think anyone could ever have speculated were so deeply entrenched and so well armed with technology to try to force us into the mark of the beast system, to crush us, to take us into perpetual bondage. And unfortunately, most people are totally unaware of what that even means and willingly give up their flesh, their blood, their minds, their souls to a state that is so deep they probably have to rise up to get to hell. And this hell they wish to bring upon us. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than Calvary and no greater Calvary than the Power Hour Calvary. We're forming posse and we're going to go and take on this mark of the beast system. We're going to look at some of the words in Scripture in a recap of things I've said over the past while to tell us that we may have to sharpen our wits and how we deal with this spiritual battle to make sure that we have the full power and armor of God at our side to win this. And win it we must. I'm George Freund. I'm your guest host. This is my last kick at the can because we have a new host here on Power Hour, and we have to put all our support behind this station as the front line in this horrible, horrible struggle for eternity and participate to the best of our abilities wherever we are, lest we lose this struggle. I have a clip that I'd like to play for you that I found on one of Max Egan's videos, and I was just absolutely flabbergasted at how good this chap was. And it just makes me humble to know that we have good people that will stand up and say what has to be said. And that's just, it just drives me, especially when the head of the Catholic Church, the Pope, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Orthodox Church in Turkey, all say to take the mark of the beast. Archbishop Carlo Maria Fagano, former Secretary General of the Vatican, had a lot to say in a very short order about what we're facing right now, and God bless him for it. Can we play that clip, Todd?
That we are facing a siege on both the social and religious front. The so-called emergency pandemic has been utilized as a false pretext to impose the vaccination and the Green Pass in many nations of the world in a simultaneous and coordinated way. At the same time, on the other front, not only do the ecclesiastical authorities not condemn in the least the abuse of power by those who govern public affairs, but they support them in this wicked plan and go so far as to condemn those who do not accept being subjected to inoculation with an experimental gene serum with unknown side effects that does not impart any immunity from the virus, to say nothing of the moral implications related to the presence of genetic material derived from aborted fetuses, which for a Catholic is itself a more than sufficient reason to refuse the vaccine. We are at war. A war that is not openly declared, that is not fought with conventional weapons, but a war all the same, in which there are aggressors and aggressees, executioners and victims, kangaroo courts and prisoners. A war in which violence is used in ostensibly legal forms in order to violate the rights of citizens as well as believers.
Indeed, indeed, and he sums it up very, very well and succinctly and says what I've said right from the beginning. We are at war. It is an undeclared war. Our leaders have been subverted to work with Satan's minions to bring this war to us. And that's why we see the levels of coercion, pressure, to take something that doesn't work. It doesn't work as it's supposed to be intended to work, as some sort of protection from a disease. It works as a bioweapon to degrade your body, to take control of your body, and ultimately down the road to eliminate your body from this Eden we call Earth. Because in our QR cards, somebody hacked into them in Alberta, Canada, and found there's room in there for 8 injections. And I'm told by a Dr. Cahill that I saw interviewed by a fringe party in Australia leader, that she said they're planning to use more deadly weapons in the next series of shots that could very well include Ebola or Marburg fever, and that they would actually put stronger poisons in, she said, ricin, which would be a deadly thing. I played Dr. Mohammed's speech from the 2015 New World Order Conference. Somehow wasn't on CNN, I take it. And he said flat out that punishment will be used to control you. And they expect and anticipate to kill billions of people. So we have to understand that this thing anywhere in the world that we call government or administration that is forcing us to our doom is evil, pure, unadulterated evil, the likes of which have probably never been seen on Earth. I saw another video, too, where Chinese Zoom meeting of some Politburo people were talking about this, too. But it's in Chinese, so I can't play it for you because the subtitles won't do any good. It was on Jim Stone's website. It was a short clip, but he made it quite plain there that from the temporal world, we are at war with them. They are at war with us. That they plan to kill many, many, many of us. And they laugh and scoff at our leaders as being the classic useful idiots that will die from the same juice that they're giving us, with few exceptions that probably really know what's happening, and they'll probably be finished off in the more classic fashion, because you can't have people with knowledge about what has happened. So he openly brags about this in this meeting to other Politburo members, and this is the struggle, this is the battle. We have to remember that in this republic, it is a government of, by, and for the people. The people, we the people, are the government. And we lose track of that over time, and we fail to teach it adequately. And when the maids and servants that we have holding office betray us, it's no different than if they were employed in your home as maids and servants. They must be discharged. And the level of treachery is so great, they must be in prison, on charge, for crimes against humanity. It is that serious. It is that bad. It is the moment. I have another clip from a chap that got me baptized into doing radio here in Toronto, Gary Bell. He did a show called A View from Space. And I picked up a clip at random, and it just happened to be pretty much exactly what I'm looking for. He was discharged from Chorus Entertainment in 2017 and died the next year of cancer. And the day he died was this very strange day. Is a giant double rainbow appeared over my house. I was called outside, and I looked, and I went like, wow. And then when I went back inside later, I got a phone call to say that he'd passed away. And it was just like the spirit was coming to say goodbye, carry on the fight, take it to the enemy, win the game. And it chokes me up to know that there was a good warrior on the front lines here on late night radio in Toronto. And when I did my part way back when, started in December 2001, as a 9/11 warrior for a few years until a certain president in the White House took great umbrage to things I said and swore rather viciously to the Prime Minister of Canada to tell him to get me off the air because we had bigger and broader wars to fight. And then Joyce Riley picked me up and put me on a lot of American stations to carry the battle on, because this battle cannot stop. Joyce used to say it all the time, we will not stop, we cannot stop. This is the fight for our very existence, our way of life, our souls, our bodies, our minds, our ability to choose, and every freedom we ever thought we had. Can we play that short clip, Todd?
You see, this week, the United Kingdom became the first country ever to introduce laws to allow the creation of babies from three people. During the debate, it was remarked by one minister, in fact, who was quoted as saying that the technique was light at the end of a dark tunnel for families. Remember now, in the occult, light is knowledge. So what he was really saying was, my words here, knowledge, light, has been found in our tunnel vision, which is to experiment with anything whatsoever in our search to get the knowledge of how to create life itself from scratch. This is so that man might become God himself, to have the capability to create life from scratch. So far, the Illuminati's scientists slash black magicians can only dissect, take apart, and rearrange what has already been created and manipulate that to get a living creature. Don't you get it? Man desperately desires to become God, and one of their major means of convincing all of the rest of us in this world that he is to create a living creature in a test tube from scratch, using only synthetic materials made by man and man alone. This is why the great push, the great sell job, is in high gear now. It's shifted. It's in high gear to try and achieve this goal, which has been going on for quite a while now, in fact. In vitro fertilization, as it's called. In vitro simply means in glass.
Indeed, indeed. That was recorded in February of 2015. And he was already barking up the tree where the dogs now rest, the dogs of Hades, to bring this on us. Dr. Madej and other doctors have found bizarre forms of life inside these shots, nanobot creatures of some sort that come in and basically dominate your nervous system and turn you into some sort of living monster. And ultimately, you will be controlled by the computer, the central entity computer, and that will be our prison. We have a video to review later about how Tesla has a special phone now to make people cyborgs with an immortal hydrogel, which has been reported and seen in samples of these injections. But of course, no one is asking for your consent. You're being herded and frog-marched into a world, into a destiny that you do not understand. And if you ask any questions, you're slapped down. But I found these things in the Bible. And it is very, very clear to me where they're taking us and what they're doing with us. And I was just so shocked to find this other life form mentioned in Colossians 3 in Hebrew, the old Orthodox version on Bible Gateway, and never translated into any other version that I'm able to read. And that tells me a lot. It also told me that this entity was to basically murder and kill us all. And this is the fight. But we don't have the knowledge of who, and more properly, what the enemy is. And this is our struggle. Wycliffe, in his translation of the Bible, didn't use other gods, but worshiping other gods. It was very clear that it was about worshiping alien gods, which I found to be a very unique word from so long ago. But this is the Tekiyas Hamasem, the resurrection, to take us, what this life form thinks is a sinful, wasteful flesh, convert us into its type of being, because it's not flesh exactly, change our blood, change our makeup at the DNA level, and basically forks us into the other heaven. Because Genesis is very, very clear. God created the two heavens and the earth, the Haaretz. Egypt was a very poor translation for where Moses took us from. The word was Mitzrayim, the narrow pathway between the two heavens. So I look at that as some sort of bridge, a gateway, a stargate, whatever you may want to call it in a more modern vernacular. That they're trying to take us back and put us in that bondage. The inner kingdom of Hashem. And if we get into this inner kingdom, we can have eternal life, but we don't come back. And that's why it's so important for us to understand things and understand them well. Because the Bible doesn't make things easy. Many of them are difficult because we've done things improperly for a long, 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 long time. And we have to come to grips with that. In Acts 7, 48, 51, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. Heaven is the throne, the earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in hearts and ears? Ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did before. So God calls us uncircumcised because we don't go into his footstool, his creation, to do our worshiping. And if we don't, is this a doctrinal error that can basically put us at great, great risk? In Exodus 20, verse 23, you shall not make with me gods of silver or gold. An altar of earth ye shall make unto me. And I don't think I've ever seen a church with an earth altar. And if you do, do make an altar of stone, it must be made not of hewn stone, for any tool that has touched it has polluted it. And there should never be steps up to an altar. So if we're not doing the communication right, are we getting what we need? That's very, very important. Jeremiah 7, 1 to 14 says the same thing. Verse 3, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings. But that's something very difficult for us to do. Because if we don't, God says very clearly, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, the place that we're building. Behold, we trust in lying words that cannot profit. And they do profit the corporations bringing this to us. But he says, in this house, which is called by my name, has become a den of robbers in your eyes. I speak to you early, and you hear not. I called you, and you answered not. It's time to hear, and it's time to answer. And this is the answer. We have to at least go to God and say, we ask for forgiveness for our mistakes and wish to do it better. Many people might be listening to this on radio, but if you take it apart and put it together wrong, it's not going to work. God gave us clear direction on how to communicate with him. And we refuse. When I learned some of these things, it was difficult to change my ways, but I don't have a problem having my unhewn stones. And I love going into the footstool, which I'll do after this show, and lay it to God, and pray for our strength, and pray for our survival. Because we can win. We have that power. We just have to sharpen our tongues and our swords and our wits to use it the way it was intended. And when we do that, we have the victory. And that's the most important thing, the victory. Something we can all share and enjoy. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall.
stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and we have a clip to play. Something that I found by some miraculous discovery, because I am a believer. And sometimes you put out to God to say, I need an answer. I need an answer. I need to understand something. And a lot of these struggles came about before we were even born. And this is a summary of what happened to American POWs in the Korean War, so a little before my time. And you'll know who the announcer is very, very clearly. And I put the whole video on my website, conspiracy-cafe, so you can watch the whole thing and just see, they got our number, man. They know exactly what to do to us and how to exploit us and how to take us apart. And we don't even know how to get out of the starting gate. But I love the man who's the announcer in this. I thought he was the greatest president in my lifetime. And probably, going back a ways, he's in the top two or three of the 20th century. Can we play that clip, Todd?
Let us review once again the weaknesses in the American character. First, the average American can't or won't think independently, but is always ready and eager to go along with the group and let the others do his thinking for him. Second, he seems to lack confidence in his ability to solve his own problems. By himself, he is frightened and insecure. He expects others to make living easy for him. Third, he talks a great deal about his concern for others, but basically, he lives only for himself. And fourth, the American is not committed to a definite standard of conduct. He has hazy concepts of right and wrong. In short, he is an opportunist. He will do anything for a price. The decadent capitalist society breeds these weaknesses. We can use them. Upon assuming your positions, you, as instructors of American prisoners, can exploit these weaknesses in order to control them.
Not flattering, certainly. These are communist ideas from actual Chinese documents. Maybe it should be written off as pure tripe. Americans went into Korea to do a job. A nasty, dirty, dangerous job. A job that none of them asked for, but they fully intended to do it. Among them was Dr. William E. Mayer, physician and psychiatrist of the United States Army Medical Corps, who served as a member of the Joint Medical and Intelligence Team, which made a comprehensive study of Americans who returned after nearly 3 years as captives of the Communist Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ronald Reagan. I'm speaking to you now not as an actor endeavoring to entertain you, and certainly not as an announcer speaking for a sponsor. I talk as Ronald Reagan, American citizen, to you, American citizen, concerning the Communist Chinese appraisal of our national character. Did they have our number? Was it all enemy tripe? We began to learn the answer when the Communists released back to us the several thousand men they had held for nearly 3 years. What I have to tell you now is Dr. William E. Mayer's own story, as he saw it, and as he believes it now can shape our future. Yet freedom, this dangerous adventure, requires for its perpetuation men and women willing to exert great effort, willing to seek unpopular truth, suspicious of easy solutions, able to make informed decisions, and prepared to act on them with courage. Communism is designed to control human beings through coercion, cutting off information, isolate the individual, submerge in the mass, encourage conformity and passive uncritical acceptance of authority. All this we saw in communist handling of prisoners. Communism has been a singularly successful tyranny so far, as it has engulfed more than a third of mankind. Our men in Korean captivity, like most of the people held in this new tyranny, did not accept communism. But not all of what they heard there was foreign to them, for the groundwork had partly been laid right here at home. In some degree, then, we fail our test in small ways and large ways when we do to ourselves the very things the communist tries so hard to do with his captive peoples and captive nations. Those who seek more and more relief from government to solve the problems of life, old age, unemployment, guaranteed security, who are willing and eager to have hard decisions made for them by remote authority, they hasten the process. Our enemies are largely within ourselves. Indifference, passiveness, a lack of standards and values about right and wrong, good and bad. Though these things are often excused as universal or even extolled as virtues, broad-mindedness, tolerance, or sophistication, they can be as deadly and destroy us just as surely as any nuclear device or missile or other hardware. They constitute the true fallout, the moral fallout, against which free men must forever give battle if our freedom and its manifold blessings are to endure. The ultimate weapon for this battle is the mind, the heart, the spirit of free men. This is what Dr. Mayer and the men who worked with him think can be learned from the Korean experience. This is a lesson we must learn.
Indeed, indeed. This is a lesson we must learn because the enemy knows it full well. It's from their documents. You have to woke up to see what's going on here and how they're subverting our minds and turning us into parasites to destroy our own culture, our own way of life, and turn us into prisoners and into servitude. When you see the whole video and you see the prisoners and how they act, this is exactly the lockdown. Exactly. Where they have special programs to give you, you know, your basics, but that they divide and separate everyone. They discourage anyone from being a leader, for standing out, for standing up, to take charge, to escape, to put up some token resistance against the incarceration. And that many of the prisoners died because they got into a downward spiral that led them to sickness and death. And we could probably say that as a good hunch about people dying in this plague from all manner of things, including suicide, because it's a breaking down of your spirit and your willpower. And who would do such a thing? I got a short list. I did a show some time ago about the Jonestown cult, Jimmy Jones, and brought on an author to discuss the technical aspects of linking the American Politburo to this cult, and then taking the wild leap forward to say they're still at it. When you look at how the world is, the social distancing, they're not going to be able to go here or there, the forced opinion that you can only believe what the big brother, the cult leader, says. No one can deny it. That is a heresy that can go back to the Middle Ages. And then when you see that Dianne Feinstein extolled Jimmy Jones, Nancy Pelosi's brother-in-law was on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors back in the days when Jimmy Jones ran the store. Very interesting that we are in a world that is a cult control grid mechanism right across the world. Jimmy Jones was close to California Governor Jerry Brown. Willie Brown, former San Francisco mayor and speaker of the California legislature. You may have heard that he had connections with a certain vice president of the United States. So that she has been initiated into this cult. And probably one of the greatest murders that is a conspiracy that hasn't been talked about happened on November 27th, 1978 at City Hall in San Francisco when Mayor Moscone and Harvey Milk were shot down by who they say was Dan White, former Vietnam veteran, policeman, fireman, man who seemed to be devoted to defending and standing up for his country. But of course, when it's all over, the media makes the narrative. So we'll really not have a great understanding of who or what Dan White was and what he was doing. But I'm sure he had to be in the loop about Jim Jones taking over California politics and maybe even seeing this as a mechanism to take over the whole country. And when you take over the United States, you take over the world. And maybe he acted out for noble reasons that we can never know. But what surprised me the most is Dianne Feinstein packed heat. She was carrying a gun, the same make, model, and caliber as Dan White. Snub-nosed Smith & Wesson. There were two different types of bullets used and two wound patterns. She was the first person on the bodies, both of them. She said she had to put her fingers in the bullet holes to try to save their lives. Except for one problem. The fatal wound pattern was two execution shots to the head at point-blank range. As soon as you step in that room, you know full well those people are dead and there's nothing going to bring them back. So her explanation doesn't hold water. Spills a lot of blood, but it doesn't hold water. And then, by some strange twist of fate, she turned in her gun to the United Nations Gun Control Program, and it was melted down. And somehow Dan Brown's disappeared from the San Francisco police custody. And disappeared, never to be seen again. It's always funny how that happens. In many, many formats. But the book we studied then was Cult City, Jim Jones, Harvey Milk, and 10 Days That Shook San Francisco by Daniel J. Flynn. So he didn't agree with me about the fact that Jonestown was a CIA operation. Oh, but it was. And there was another version of it just a little bit further down the road in Guyana that was never tampered with. Still in business. Still plotting. Still conspiring. Still preparing for now. And what is now? What are you being forced to take in that needle? It wasn't really Kool-Aid. We just call it Kool-Aid. It was another mixed drink. But that's what they're forcing us to do. And the big innuendo all the time is to drink the Kool-Aid. Now the Kool-Aid's in the needle. Because they were a death cult. Hardcore committed communists. I played Jimmy Jones on this show, singing a communist national anthem. That's what they were there for, to completely destabilize and destroy the United States. But one of the big differences back in those days, so we had a lot of World War II veterans in the intelligence services and the military, and these people were tough. And when a job had to be done, they knew how to do it. And I think they've waited till most of these people are dead or incapacitated to such a degree that they can no longer have an effect. Because we just don't have a generation inured in war that deeply. That know exactly what it is and exactly how to fight it. And it isn't pretty. There's no rule book in war. All is fair in love and war. Because nothing's fair. It's survival. And this is where you're at. As a nation, as a community, as families, as individuals, you're at a point where your survival is at stake. And either you break your spell from this media control grid, or you die. There's no mussing about it. I wish I could tell you that, you know, everything's going to smell roses. Not till the war's run. Every day, you know, I see stories, hear stories of people taking it on the chin. They don't really get to be big news items because you can't say anything against the new God, the kavod, the glory. It holds precedence over everything. And the cult leaders demand that we give our lives in obedience to our master. I saw a short clip from Fox News of a Denver police officer, 34 years old. He took the jab to keep his job. 12 years a soldier, and he was 4 or 5 years a police officer. 34 years old, fit, decent, young fella. And now he can't walk. He could barely get in the chair to do his interview. He's got 4 kids. And he talked about his little girl saying, "Daddy's broken." Because as a young father, what do we all do, right? We carry our kids, carry them places. So the big thing was, it's time for bed. Well, you pick them up and you carry them to the bedroom and you throw them in the bed, you tickle them, you tuck them in, and you say goodnight and you thank God for it. They can't do that anymore. And maybe if his children survive this catastrophe, they'll hold these people who broke their father responsible, and many other fathers, mothers. But the most depressing thing is, you know, I see this all over, that they want to inject the children, starting at 5 years old, to start to destroy their bodies. And how terrible that is. I'm not a big sports fan because I play World Global Domination. But one of my researchers sent me a clip of a man extolling the virtues of a basketball player, Kyrie Irving. He's standing up. He's saying no. And he's being crucified by the media. And I say, God bless you, sir, to lay it on the line for whoever follows your sport as young people to protect them and give them the opportunity to live. And a funny one was called Google Knows. So this chap, as you know, when you type in Google stuff, it fills in for you, right? So the lead words were COVID vaccine causing. And it goes through like 12 pages of almost any disease or ailment you could ever imagine. Where the people out there got it, and they're searching for answers. There's no mistake. There is no mistake. This is a deadly poison. And it's being put in our bodies. And maybe by blind luck, strength, whatever fate may be, most people seem to be surviving it. But there are terrible consequences. One of my guests who wrote the Who Murdered series of books said he's never seen so many people sick and dying as he has now. His latest one is Who Murdered Diana. So maybe something to look for. But this is our world. This is what we're up to. In some of the news, Walmart has quietly begun hosting Bitcoin ATMs, because that is the future. It's the National Security Agency that invented this type of technology. I found an article on that some time ago, and I'm glad I saved all the words, because they took it off the internet. It's gone. But ultimately, this is part of the social credit system. You'll be hooked up to the internet, and we won't need the ATM. It just goes directly from your brain to and from into the account, unless you've used up your carbon credits, unless you formed a thought. Maybe if we're really blessed, you listen to the Power Hour, we'll kick you in the social credit score. China tested second hypersonic orbital nuke capable of breaching missile defenses. It's panicked analysts. It says it defies the laws of physics. There's a couple of big words, concepts, ideas I brought up too over the last few years. One is called the central entity computer, but the fact that they are building basically a silicon prison for us that will run and control everything, including us. And the sentient world simulation, where they use quantum computers to create artificial realities that, to all intents and purposes for us, will be reality. Because the food that goes in there is your DNA. That's why they're testing you, and they want your DNA. Got nothing to do with anything about a disease. They're taking your DNA so that they can build these weapons to use against you that you can't even contemplate exist, unless you're a super science fiction fan. But I'm proud of my son because he figured it out. Like, pardon me, why do they have to go so deep into your skull to get a sample of a virus that, you know, they're practically sticking half a fishing pole up your nose? Because it's far more treacherous than that. If you had so many germs available everywhere, you wouldn't have to do that. A simple nasal swab or swab in the mouth and you would have found your virus. This is doing something else. It's putting stuff in, breaking the little plate, the cribriform plate, to top of your nose, at the bottom of your brain. And it's just sheer torture to do that on young people. It's not really good for old people. Melbourne is supposed to be getting out of the longest lockdown as they play COVID poker. We use coercion to break you down. Enough of you have taken the juice, so we'll let you out for a little while to pretend you are free. You know, I'm sure I'm not the only one who's ever been fishing. Or even you just think about fishing, never been deep sea fishing. But when you hook a fish, right, where's it going? Pretty much with certainty into the pot. And there's only one way the fish gets free, is it has to break from the hook, or it goes into the pot. And even though you're supposed to have a lot more cards on the table than the fish, are you struggling to break free so you don't go in the pot? Or are you going to be the meal of the New World Order? Chinese property giant Evergrande is just 48 hours away from a potential collapse. That was yesterday, so maybe work sooner. So I just looked at it. Well, maybe there's a few things I want to stock up on, that have value, like filling my oil tank and things like that, just in case, because that'll be liquid gold if we have a collapse, and anything else of value like that. You have to start thinking about the black market economy and what you can have to barter and what you can have that you really need, like food. UK daily COVID cases breached 50,000 for the first time since July. These vaccines worked. No, they don't work. Humiliation for Daniel Andrews, that scoundrel who runs Victoria down in Australia. His mask policy is being labeled as crap and riddled with basic errors. So that was in the Daily Mail, a major newspaper now, because it's just simple logic. What is, and it will be that way. So if I try to turn my tennis sneaker into a spaceship, no matter how much money I have and no matter how much I control the media, sooner or later, it isn't going to fly into space. And I have to face the fact that I'm an idiot trying to make my tennis sneaker into a spaceship. That man is an idiot. And probably a corrupt Kabbalist. If he isn't a traitor to the Chinese, he is definitely a devotee of Satan to lead his people to slaughter for that. When I think about the great leaders in World War II, how you stood up to stuff. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a master tactician, really. And there's a book, if you're into Pearl Harbor, it was a shame I couldn't do a Pearl Harbor show for this big anniversary. But it's called The Cruise of the Lanikei, written by Kemp Tolley. Kemp Tolley was a commander of a schooner that was put into the United States Navy. Put a flag and a gun on it and hopefully get the Japanese to shoot it so that they could go to war justifiably because an American ship was attacked. Didn't work out. Anyway, there's a letter in there from Admiral Nimitz, and he describes very, very clearly why they let things happen, and it makes sense, terrible sense. He said, if the fleet as they had it went to engage the Japanese, they'd have been massacred and all the ships would have been lost and everything would have been at, you know, however many thousands of fathoms at the bottom of the ocean, which included highly skilled sailors and what little bits of equipment they had. So it was a total massacre to try to take on the Japanese fleet. So they didn't. I can understand that. Doesn't make it too much better for the guys at Pearl Harbor. There was also a secret memo in there that Roosevelt entered a treaty with Australia, Britain, and the Netherlands for the South Pacific to be at war with them when it hit the fan, and it hit the fan. So we were already at war on December the 5th, but it was never written down, and nobody told Congress. It's a lot to learn in some of these old books. I love them. I'm glad I found that one. But he also described the USS Isabel, which was also sent out on one of those get-killed missions. The first captain shot himself. The next guy carried on the mission. Anyway, I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.